when Sandy struck, it became a monumental resource for people in many respects. So my question for the panel is essentially, I deal with citizens who, and there are over 200,000 people on Facebook and about 6,000 on Twitter, who they're considered, I consider them contributors. I have over 200,000 sources, and people feed me real-time information all the time. I'm wondering, my question for the panel is essentially, what do you think about using regular citizens for your sourcing?
Your sourcing or as actual journalists?
Well, that's a question for for the panel.
I mean, I think it's incredibly important, just both as sources. There are people, eyes and ears everywhere, and now with the advent of Twitter, social media, they can share and contribute to the story. I mean, they're going to bring great value to what's happening. They're the boots on the ground. We can't ignore that. And I think what's great about what Justin's doing is that you are bringing them in, but then you're vetting it and you're curating. That's the big word today, is curation. But everyone has a voice. There's a void in our new traditional news media, and I see this as an opportunity for citizens to grab on to the social media, to see what's happening, to report in live time. You can use hashtags and really create, get more subtext of what's happening in a situation. So I think it's, you can use sources, but, and you have to remind you, I believe the public's smart. They can filter out fact from fiction for, in most cases. If there is like a wild lie, it's going to get knocked down pretty quickly. I mean, how many times have we seen the social threads of like some celebrity died on social media? Within a couple hours, it's ferreted out as, you know, well, no, that's a lie, that's not true. But valuable information will travel fast and it will grow, and then more people can come into the process and really contribute to reporting what's happening in our community and ultimately make stronger communities.
I would say it even more strongly and say that in today's journalism marketplace, it's mandatory that we take seriously citizen input and engagement with the right verification accompanying it, and that the journalistic institutions that will thrive in the coming years in the face of all the troubles journalism has are those who, among other things, master this. So I think it's a requirement for success in today's world, not just an option.
I agree with all that. I think what Justin's doing is absolutely terrific. But I just throw in a couple of caveats, just things to think about. I wish I was as confident as you that the truth catches up quickly, and I go with the old, I tend to believe the old saw, which has been attributed to a few different people, and you can Google it and judge for yourself which one you think actually deserves this, but and that deserves credit for it, but that is that a lie makes it halfway around the world before the truth can get its pants on. And that, so in some renditions of the quote, it's a lie makes it halfway around the world before the truth can get its boots on, but I prefer the pants. It can sometimes be very hard for the truth to catch up, and it's a particular problem in the early hours of an emergency, a crime. We might think about the Boston Marathon bombings, natural disaster, a shooting. The early reports, and anybody here, you know, who's been in the business knows this, the early reports are almost always wrong. I mean, just the other day with the typhoon, the early casualty figure was 10,000 dead. You saw that, you know, online early on. Might end up being that, but right now it's about 3,500. So almost invariably those early reports are wrong. So I think it's incumbent on editors and the people who are managing this terrific citizen journalism to keep reinforcing that point and to keep using words like, you know, here is an unconfirmed eyewitness account. Here's some video that has not been, very interesting, we're showing it to you, posting it, but it has not been authenticated, you know. And to keep throwing those things in there just so that people do have that skepticism that professional journalists do, but have, but that most people don't have. And that can give, I think, allow this trend to grow as you know, as we've heard, it will grow, but to grow in a healthy way.